Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
And today we've got quite a few beers lined up for us.
You guys are like already laughing.
This is awesome. We've got a brew that we've...
This is my first time back.
Yes, for a little while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Took a little hiatus or like a mini hiatus.
He's been waiting for some good beer and, you know, kind of had to take a break because there was too much good beer.
Yeah, it's understandable.
People get overwhelmed sometimes.
I think you guys are overthinking this.
Not at all.
100%. That's besides the point. But anyways,
what's our first beer today, Danny?
So, well, let's get to a brewery first. The brewery is Fine Balance Brewery, whom we featured before.
There we go.
They celebrated their fourth anniversary recently and... they've got all these collaborations and different types of beers, so here we grab a few and try them out.
Amazing.
And fourth anniversary, amazing. That means
4 years.
Amazing beer.
Amazing beer.
Best beer they've had.
And they're Southern Ontario?
Yeah, they are, in Kingston, Ontario.
Kingston, all right.
Yes.
They probably tasted that shit like 3 times before they got it out there.
I hope so.
So I'm really hoping that these are bang on.
Maybe they tasted it 4 times. You never know.
I really hope so, Danny.
We'll try. We'll see what happens.
Just pop this out.
You can only hope.
Thank you, Kingston.
Label.
Yes.
Thank you, Kingston. Amazing. Yes. Thank you, Kingston.
Our first beer of the day is part of their Gelato Sour series. And as you can see, it says Gelato Sour in bigger letters on the label.
Delivered? Or you went to Kingston to pick this up?
No, this was delivered.
Okay.
Cool. He deliberately went.
They deliver this.
They do deliver.
You can order this.
You can get them online, which I was going to mention before, but you beat me to the punch. Perfect. All right. So this guy's a blueberry crumble. It's a sour blueberry crumble. It's 5.4%. Label's extremely plain. It's kind of like a purple background.
It gets the point across, I guess.
It does. It says Gelato Sour in white letters. It says Blueberry Crumble. That's a 5.4%. It says fourth anniversary.
The Gelato, the crumble, purple.
Listen, people, you got to, like, if you see this, I would grab it because I'm already pre-tasting this in my head.
Yeah, this thing is going to be bomb.
But we've had this brand before.
We've had this brand,
but I mean,
you wanted a beer where it says, you know, the name of the type of
gelato
beer,
sour.
Letters, and
sour,
there you go.
It tells you exactly what it is.
Is that a bomb on the picture on the other side there? What is that little picture on the top?
It looks like kind of like a swirly line. That right here is it's a unicycle. That's your symbol, Fine Balance.
Yeah, Fine Balance.
Oh, to me, it looked like one of those bags that like a little bomb.
Oh yeah, okay. Now if you look at a little bit closer, you'll be able to see. It's
a unicycle.
It's a
unicycle. And those are all like little cookies or gelato cookies?
Those are spokes, dude. The wheel. Oh, those
guys
right there? Yeah, those might be.
I would say gelato and then the cookie crumble.
Purple.
Yeah, it looks like they're
white,
like they're kind of like
the crumble, which is like a sandwich.
Yeah, I guess it looks like it's sandwiches that are and then white half circles of sorts.
It has the berry inside, the blueberry inside, with the crumble on the outside.
Yeah, it looks like a s'more
the gelato
sandwich. Like a, blueberry crumble sandwich.
Danny, pop this thing.
Let's
do it. Anyway, but the rating on the front, I would say I would give it at least a 7.5.
Okay, I would give it a 7.
Yeah, 6.5. Like I would probably have walked by it.
Graphic wise, there's nothing that catches your eye, but at least you can read what's on there.
7.5 because it says gelato sour.
Yeah, but if that can wasn't faced, you'd be done. Like you just walk
a purple can. Oh my god.
Oh,
yeah, but
no.
Like how somebody who's not really paying attention, that's me.
You know the
walking by going, okay, what is that?
You know purple cares. By itself.
Oh, it's purple.
Stands for
this color is fantastic. It looks like fruit punch. Like it's very red.
The purple stands for royalty. Because purple used to be one of the hardest colors to actually dye.
Produce?
Back in the day.
Correct. Interesting.
Yeah. That's what they used to use on the internals of a lot of the robes and a lot of the stuff they used to wear. So it's nice. It's interesting. So purple is probably, I'm hoping to be amazing on this term.
Interesting.
Which it's purple on the can, but it's
more nice red.
Red.
It's like a deep red, but it's really nice.
Candy
looks,
apple.
Looks
almost.
Really, really tasty.
Thanks, Danny. It's really nice.
Yeah, really.
Mmm.
Wow.
Oh yeah, you can smell that. You smell the berry.
Like ice cream.
You smell it like ice cream.
You
smell it right away.
Yeah, I definitely smell a lot of berry in there. Let's do it.
Let's hit this up.
Oh wow, that's fantastic.
Wow.
Clean. Oh yeah,
exactly.
Wait, like lots of taste after.
I'm getting berry, I'm getting vanilla.
Wow, both.
Really, really good.
See, this is exactly what you want from a beer. I mean,
almost a cream. Almost like a cream vanilla coming.
Yeah,
in
yeah. It's almost like
something that doesn't taste like a beer.
No, it does not taste like a beer.
They're kicking your ass on like, hey, you're drinking a beer, but you're really not. And you're sitting here like, wait a second.
This is almost really like a cooler.
They've got marsh.
Literally, if they sold this like in a little pre-pack, six-pack, boom. It should be done like two people, 2 minutes.
It's made with marshmallow. And they actually put graham cracker in there, too.
Totally not good for you.
And they, well, it's not like it's a lot of marshmallow, but they put graham cracker in there, too, so.
But it is.
This is extremely tasty. This is fantastic.
I think the sourness kind of cuts through the overall flavors. That's why it's not super sour.
Yeah, it's not super, but like you get a good mix of like and almost like a sweet and sour.
It dries it up.
Yeah,
because it dies out pretty quick, but it leaves you wanting more for sure. This is really good. Like I'm impressed.
Yeah, you could come home. I don't know, a hot day? Hot day, I would say.
Yeah.
A hot day?
Hot day. It's very dessert.
This is
right?
nice.
Yeah, it's gone. No. It's missing. You share that with the wife or whoever.
Exactly.
If you don't have dessert in your fridge after you eat your dinner,
this have would one be of good these. Too. Yeah.
Like,
correct. You can keep this in there a little bit longer than your desserts.
Seriously. This is amazing.
Except for ice cream.
I'm going to give this a 9.
Yeah. 9 was a good number. Hands down. This I wasn't expecting this from this hour, but yes, 9 is a great number.
9.2. Better than a champagne, I would say.
9.2.
We've had a few of these gelato sours in the past, or at least I have. Rob, we had the peach one. We had the strawberry one.
But I think this one...
This one, I think, is the best one
This one hit
so
differently.
Far. It did.
This Definitely one hit differently, did. Because I know that this is, like, amazing.
This is just fantastic.
This is on par with any of the other good ones that we've had in the past.
Yeah, it's
like hands down.
Super clean.
Yep.
Yeah, like
no thought.
No like, bitter. Like
I'm not tasting graham cracker, but I'm getting the marshmallow or which with the vanilla, and I'm getting the berry for sure.
You could feed this to a regular guy, and he might not even
anybody.
He might not even know like it's beer. Number one, number two, when he drinks, he's gonna say, "Well, what are you trying to feed me?" Be like beer. He'd be like,
"Really?
I
are you sure?
Think so?"
Yeah, this is just this
even
is really
picky
good.
Palates. Wow. Anybody with a picky palate, this would be awesome.
This would be great. And it really if you put a little bit of vodka in there?
No, then you, yeah.
Nah, vodka, you might think? Be. I don't know about vodka.
Oh yeah,
vodka and beer. Yeah, but I mean,
that's what I'm thinking, Dan. Because again, I'm not thinking it's beer. I'm thinking this is just a straight up like,
you
mixer
it's
or
like
something.
A, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it almost tastes like a cooler.
It's got a cooler flavor too, for sure. You get that like kind of tart. But you get that sweet at the same time, right? So it's like it's I don't know, it's really
and that
really
cream,
good.
The creamsicle.
Yeah, it's very creamy. I like it. 9 for sure. You said 9.2, so 9.2. We're all in that range. It's
I would
awesome.
Buy it.
Let's move on to our snack in the meantime. Rob's gonna pour out the remainder of the can. It's a short
oh,
can.
It's the first time we've done this.
If there's a short can,
at least that I've been here.
Well, okay, you can start pulling out the
I want some too.
I'll give you a little bit. Relax.
Okay, thank you.
Right,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, you didn't down any.
I'm trying to savor it. Of course, we got two more beers to go, so.
All right. You keep going, Dan. Don't worry about the beer. Don't worry about the alignment.
No, it's all good.
Please.
There you go. Okay.
Here you go. Keep going, please. Thank you. Thank you for watching exactly what I was doing. Every interactive experience, you guys.
Yeah, it was really interactive. Like,
so,
guys,
our first snack for today is called Boy.
Boy, Boy Bao Wang.
Exactly that. And it's called the Cornic.
A big garlic.
Yes, it's basically from the Philippines. Bao Wang Cornic. It's adobo flavor. They're basically like corn nuts, but they are puffed up Bao corn Wang. Nuts.
Oh, yeah,
we've had them before. We've had different flavors before.
Gotcha.
And we've enjoyed them quite immensely.
Yes.
Yeah. This is adobo, which is supposed to be like fantastic.
Yeah, that thing's not going to last.
I don't think we've even done this one before, but a friend of mine mentioned that it's the best one, so I got to try it.
Yeah,
so.
It's not like one or two that's going to happen.
No.
Just take the whole bag.
it's a small bag, but still great here.
Yeah, people, if you see this bag, even without tasting it, if you see this
funnels?
Bag, I would buy 10.
I would buy at least like a handful
of the car backseat and just reach back and grab and then
pop it.
I would say, I mean, half it's like you got it's half it's blue and says the brand name with red, green, and blue letters. The bottom half is kind of like a brownish red color, and you got a picture of the actual corn nuts themselves. And I guess it's two bottles. Is that like oil and vinegar? Would you say?
Yep.
Yes.
And then it says now tastier and crunchier. It says export quality, and it's got a picture of I guess the cartoon version of what a corn nut guy is, and he's winking with his giving the thumbs up.
Might as well enjoy your life.
Yeah,
exactly.
Basically, right.
Yeah.
Let's pop these things open, or are we gonna rate the bag?
Let's give her. Oh yeah, we gotta rate the bag. Go ahead.
No, how about you, Rob? What do you think about
this
damn bag?
Said adobo on the bottom at 9.5.
Wow, damn. I would give it probably maybe 8 on this guy just because.
Even the cartoon, look at him. He's like, he's winking.
Boy, he's up there. I don't even know what the hell it is until I saw the little picture over here on the left-hand side. But boy, boy, I knew right away.
I'm going to say
if I was that brand, if I loved that brand, I would know. I would have looked at it right away.
Right away, yeah.
Correct.
I would say 8 as well. I agree.
Yeah, 8. 8's a good number on that.
It's fair. It's a fair number, exactly. So
I would have said 9 if it was one of those nuts right there in. In replace of the boy, and boy was the size of the nuts.
You like nuts?
Lots. All right. Lots of nuts. I'm
ripped off
nuts
the corner
right
there. Give it
I
a shot.
Pistachios yesterday.
Oh my god.
Oh, and it's a good bag. It's heavy.
Oh my god.
It's not even like there's a little bit in there.
I'm going to say it again. Oh my god. Those are highly addictive.
Mm. Yeah, you could
I
got to
try
bag.
These first, guys.
This would be a Homer Simpson. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, you can literally eat the whole bag in one sitting. This is really good.
These are really good.
Wow. I know what I'm eating after this podcast. Provided there's some left.
Another bag?
Sorry, where are they from?
Seriously, right? Philippines.
Yeah, these guys do a good job. This is a 9.
Yeah.
0.325.
I'm going with a straight 9.
Yeah. 325. Rob?
9.
0.325.
Cool. For all our German friends, 9, like as in 9 out of 10.
Yeah, not 9, like no.
Totally kidding.
Yeah, really, really good.
What's next, buddy?
Our next beer.
Hit that up. Because that one is going to be hard to beat. Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to top.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, why didn't we end with this? Because this would have been like a...
That's fine.
Let's see what we had.
You can still, had it.
You'll see what we got lined up to end
so
with, and you'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Something special.
This one is an IPA. It's an American IPA.
Fine balance, people.
Fine balance. It says fine balance in big letters in a circle. It's got the unicycle in the middle. It's made with Cascade hops, I guess, because it's called Cascadia. That's my guess. It is.
What does Cascadia mean anyway, Danny? What is that? Like Cascadia. Like Cascade. It's cascading. The water's cascading.
It's cascading.
It's very magical.
I guess.
It's
magical.
Yeah,
very magical.
Yeah, it's like a magical place. Welcome to Cascadia.
Okay, so what color is magical?
Green.
In this case, it's a green label, so yeah, let's go green.
Good one, Rob. I like that answer.
Slightly mint.
Slightly mint.
It's a mint color. Okay, good.
It's mint.
So this is just a regular IPA, Danny.
It's an American IPA, yeah. 7.5% IPA. 7.5% alcohol,
Why did it's not state? Goofy, that's for sure. It's not a goof.
Why did it have to state it's American?
Oh, it is American?
No. Yeah, that's why it says American IPA.
It says American IPA. American IPAs basically are
they're made in America.
It's an American style.
Dude.
Now, you have East Coast and West Coast IPAs. Generally, West Coast IPAs are a little more piney and more bitter, and East Coast IPAs are like the New England IPAs. They're very juicy tasting.
Guys, we're not getting affiliated.
So then I might like it.
Well, what I was going to say was an American IPA usually ends up being closer to an East Coast style or like a New England style. So,
New England style.
But you might get like a mix of both. You might get like a juicy flavor with a bit more bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give it a shot. But
we're going to give it a shot. The label.
Yeah, what do you want to do label?
I don't know, man. That's like a 4.5.
It's very plain.
Maybe like I'll give it a 5.5.
Yeah, it's extremely generous. It's
5.5. Lower down to 6.
Yeah, I was going to say 5.5.
The fine balance should have like kicked ass on this one, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it if I saw it.
Let's see the taste.
Like, okay, cool. If you buy their merch, their t-shirts have this exact logo like this on the back of the shirt, which is great.
They want to brand their fine balance, but...
Maybe a little bit more
aggressive
work would be nice, yeah.
A little bit more aggressive on the graphic
work. I agree.
I mean, their logo is nice and all, but... I'm not buying this shit because of the logo.
Yeah,
I'm buying this shit because
going
of the beer.
Simplistic, like, you know,
it's very it's clean.
Minimalistic?
It's clean.
Why? Because they didn't cost too much?
No, it's just clean. Straight up. Fine balance. You want it?
It's a clean logo.
Drink it. Blue,
drink
blue,
it or
blue,
don't
blue,
drink
blue,
it. Move
blue,
along.
Blah. Yeah. I'll move along.
Move along.
Then, not the last one. See, the last one had a little bit of a swirlies.
So this one is hazy
and the logo
and it's
was
yellow.
Small.
By the way, if you like and subscribe, I'll sing.
Oh, beautiful. And the small logo on the last beer. Yeah. Sorry, Danny, you were going to say something about that?
This guy, it's a hazy IPA. It's very yellow. It's hazy. It's not hazy like a juice would look like. It's more
hazy like a beer.
Yeah, like an actual beer.
It's like a beer. Thanks for passing it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Smells like weed. Smells like skunk weed.
Smells like kick-ass IPAs right here.
I smell some citrus in there. I can see the weed smell, though. It's got a dank kind of smell to it.
I don't know about this danky. It's danky. That's right. That's what Rob's trying to get across. Smells danky.
Skunk weed.
This is American skunky weed.
American.
Anybody who likes skunk weed, this is awesome.
I like it. I like it a lot. Well, just the smell at least.
Very tasty.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like it smells.
No. It's a little more citrusy, and it's not very bitter at all. It dies out pretty quick.
The citrus is nice in that.
It is nice.
And then it just...
It's not overly juicy tasting, but it's not...
I'm confused. I'm totally confused. Like, it smells horrible to me.
Unexpected.
Like, it might smell amazing. Anybody who likes the smell of, like, weed, tobacco style...
It's a danky smell.
It is a very dank smell.
Imagine smelling something that's danky, and if you're a regular person, if it's like something that's almost like if something's almost getting moldy, and then when something's getting moldy, and if you ever smell it, or if you get something that musty ass smell, by that point, that this is what this musty ass smell smells like. It's not something regular. It's like musty.
So it doesn't smell like you.
No, not at all.
Just making sure.
Not like weed. This jacket,
skunk
at least.
Weed. I'd still say skunk weed.
Skunk.
Okay,
weed.
Skunk
mold.
Weed.
I smell like skunk weed.
It's mold.
It's but yeah, the taste though, like, not mold. It's juicy. It's like, you get some tropical notes, get some citrus notes, but it's smooth. It's not like it's not bitter.
No aftertaste.
7.5% too, so it's not like it's
so you get messed up on one can.
That's what I was about to say. One person.
It's a high percentage beer, right? So
kick ass.
No, it's actually really, really good. I'm enjoying it. I can start the rating off, but I started the rating off on the last one, so I'm going to go with Robin. Okay. Robin, what do you think?
For you guys?
No.
For you. What are you going to rate it?
Not for him. For yourself.
I wouldn't even buy it.
You wouldn't even buy it?
Even after I tasted it, I'd like, okay, it's good, but it just smells bad to me.
Okay,
so.
But you're going to rate the taste, though. What does it taste?
Taste. No, we're not talking rating smells. We can rate the smells. If you want to rate the
seven.
Smell.
Seven. I'll give it a seven.
A seven. Rate the smell, then, if you like.
Smell? No, man.
What do you rate the smell?
I just don't like that smell.
Okay. Out of 10.
I smell the citrus, but...
What do you smell it out of
10? Yeah, it smells like a citrusy weed.
With the citrus and all
if
that,
if I smelled it and somebody said, like, would
hey,
you
try this?
I'd be like, no, thanks.
Just because of the smell.
Yeah.
So the smell would be under...
It smells a no-go, but the taste is a 7.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Rob?
I give this at least a squeeze as a food.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
But, I don't know. It's a
number
tough one.
That we understand.
It's a tough one. So this is
more than zero.
This is like C.
I think I know what he's going to say.
Probably like, you know.
7.5.
No. It's probably like 6.2.
Oh,
no,
okay.
6.6.
Even lower than
3,
I said.
Really?
6.3.
Okay, I'm gonna give this
6.6358.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna give this an 8 because it's still bright tasting.
So
it tastes great.
If I was Dan, I would give it an 8 or a 9. Yeah,
6.6.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, it tastes good.
It's a good IPA
for an IPA because now I know based on what you guys have said what a good IPA tastes like. So then it's like, all right, I can see that.
Well, I'm not gonna say that this is the best IPA.
It's not, but it's still a good IPA.
But it's a good one.
I would drink it again.
I would drink
it. It's one of the best that I've tasted. Some of them are really hoppy to me, and I don't like it.
It's too much.
You know why? Because
this is not.
Because the citrus cuts it.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
The citrus is cutting it. That's
but
what it
as
is.
I'm chugging,
it's really good.
That smell throws me off.
Yeah. Initially, you're like, if you gave this to a girl... No.
No.
You gave the last beer to a girl?
No way.
Instantly.
100%.
Depending on the woman.
Exactly.
This one, as an example.
Like, this one you drink, but like plug your nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plug your nose
while you drink it.
Yeah.
But really, really good.
Defeats the purpose.
Okay. We're moving on to our next snack here.
Drink everything with a straw.
Okay. This next snack.
Oh, a beer with a straw?
Why? They're not smelling it then, right?
Oh, wouldn't it be like too bubbly?
I don't know, Danny.
React with the straw.
Which?
I'm not sure.
The plastic. It'd be like micro
plastic. No, you got the stainless steel straws. Reusable. I'm not paying for plastic.
We get like Stanley's.
I'm not buying that crap. Please, guys, don't buy those. They're just as cheap as the cheap brands. They've done testing. They've cut them open, and they've compared, and they're garbage. Anyway, Danny, are we starting this, or what's up?
Because
we're just talking about Stanley Cups.
Yeah, you're talking, and I was just kind of looking. Okay, so...
I really hope you're looking.
I'm hoping for, like, spice, because I see a flame.
Yeah, okay. So this one, we've featured two of their snacks before. They're basically coated peanuts. They're crispy coated peanuts.
Yeah.
They're from Thailand.
Mouthwatering.
So good.
Now they're from Thailand, but distribution's from Vancouver, BC, which is in Canada. For those that don't know, it is sweetened with sucralose and sugar. So we'll see.
Obviously.
But the flavor, it's Tom Yum flavor coated. I don't know what Tom Yum is, but it looks like a
Tom
shrimp
Yum.
Soup in the background with some basil
brutal.
In it. So
I would walk right by it. If I saw the shrimp, I would walk right by it.
Yeah, I'm not big on that either, but it's probably not going to taste like it, and you got the peanut inside, so it's probably going to mask whatever flavor. The ones we had before were coconut cream and barbecue, and they were fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, the coconut ones.
Did they have shrimps on the top?
Not at all.
Yeah, the brand
is... I don't know who bought it or who got this, but like, you know, it should be fired.
Rob. So anyways...
Did I pick that shit up? Shit, with shrimp?
We just picked that up.
Okay.
The brand is...
We got to try stuff.
Design-wise?
How else are you guys
Design-wise, it's fantastic.
Design-wise,
it's a metal
is amazing.
Tin.
It's a metal tin.
Yeah, metal tin. Yeah, you can use that for parts. Any parts you want.
It looks like it's,
it's
like
got a little
almost
plastic lid.
It's like a slightly shorter metal tin like you'd find in like a tennis ball. Like you had three tennis balls or whatever. Same idea.
Back in the day until they made them plastic.
The background is it's red, orange, and yellow. You got the candy-coated peanuts with the shrimp bowl in the background. You got the really racist-looking...
figure.
We'll say he's wearing a gi. He's got a red belt and he's wearing glasses.
Wouldn't you say iconic? Or?
Yeah, sure. We'll say iconic just to be nice. Yeah,
racist.
Okay.
It's not racist. It's what somebody... Maybe that's somebody... It's portraying somebody that owns the place.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
Like
Dave at Wendy's. Correct.
Yeah, that's...
I got you.
The brand is...
Yeah, that's... I got you. Portraying.
Yeah, Dave at Wendy's.
That's even worse.
You know what? Let's just call him Dave. Let's just call him Dave.
Okay, Dave. Okay. Are you sure it's the man?
What's that?
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, okay.
Please, go on.
The brand is Koke, so KOH-KAE. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said, they're based out of Thailand, Tom Yum flavor.
Wonder if I scanned it with my Yuka app, what it would say.
Like, it would say bad.
Like
don't eat that shit.
Or probably. -4 out of
but
100.
Anyway,
regardless, based
design-wise,
on design, yes.
It's a 6.5.
I give it a 7. I mean, I'm not big on the shrimp there, but I mean, it looks kind of cool, though. It looks pretty neat.
I'll give it a 5 because I just look at it and go, meh.
Nice. Pop that shit open. Let's try the shrimp flavored peanuts. Because I know everybody's excited right now. I know Robin and Dan
are. Oh, it's a double seal. That's nice.
Yeah, it's like a pull tab, man.
I would probably buy it just for that.
Oh,
I could use it. I could reuse it.
I can smell the peanuts in there, so it doesn't smell like shrimp.
Let's see how much shrimp flavor there is on these peanuts. Let's just take a few.
No, all I smell is peanut. I don't smell any shrimp at all.
Everybody's gonna hate these.
And not.
Why did I grab so much?
Yeah, that's what everybody's thinking. I'm just gonna put mine here because I'm not very happy with that at all.
No.
We can grab any other flavor, but this shit's getting a 2.
No,
yeah, 1 point. -0.500.
The other two were
they're
good.
Spicy though.
Yeah, whatever. But no.
They're spicy.
Mm. They taste weird. I can't even place the flavor.
I anticipated this to taste a lot better.
Yeah.
I did too. I get very little spice. I get the peanut, but not a lot. Whatever they coated it with this time around, yeah, that's fine.
Dan, grab the next beer.
Yeah, we need to
While you're grabbing that,
no.
Quick.
Is this a fail?
Quick rating. Yeah, fail. I don't even think that this
is
point rating.
Yep.
Fail. So we'll just pass this.
This one's a 3 for me.
Let's start the beer and get on some happier notes.
Well, we got to rate it. Would you rate it?
Negative 0.025.
Okay,
zero.
Rob?
Zero.
No, like,
zero?
That's not even worth it.
I gave it
it's
a 3.
Too shrimpy. No,
I'll stick with a 3. It does.
It's unnecessary, but sure.
Sure. So it is kind of seafood-ish, and I'm not really
I'll
into
take
it.
The container.
You want to hurry up and then grab the next beers, and let's rate these things quick, because I need something in my mouth, or we're just going to grab the old beer and start pointing beer right now.
Okay.
The shrimp stuff is not good right now.
No, it's not really
and
good
And I'm
at
okay
all.
With shrimp.
You know, the worst part is we had these
octopus. Already
I'm
looks
not,
great.
I'm not worried about
that
it. I'm more
looks
worried
great.
About the beer. Let's rate it first. Let's pour it, and then we can talk.
8 out of 10.
Okay.
That's a 6.5 again. It's a 6.5 for me, guys.
Okay, you,
Rob.
What's right? Realistically, yeah, six and a half.
This one's called. Literally. Okay, so this one's called Fett. It's a maple barrel aged imperial sweet stout.
Then pour it and start talking.
And it's 11% alcohol.
If I had took literally time to read that, then that would have elevated my score.
Okay. I'm gonna
just looking at that minimalistic.
Just keep going.
Okay, pour I was gonna say I'm giving the label basically a six. It's like a greenish label again, just like the IPA. Very similar.
It's a simple label.
The lettering's in white.
They're all fine balance.
Yeah, it's not very, and it's got the barrels on one side too, like just basically
barrel aged.
Barrel aged.
Sure, it's barrel aged. So
it's, and it's
barrel aged, old school. Drop it in the barrel, soaks in whatever the barrel might have been.
Charred barrel.
Yeah, if it was like rye barrel or whiskey barrel, bourbon barrel,
it soaks up that flavor and then pops it over to your color. Taste buds.
I can smell the barrel right now. It smells like bourbon. So. Yeah, I mean, it's green, like I said.
It's got
barrels on the on the back of it. But it's maple barrel.
I'm thinking this is I'll pre-rate it as a.
It smells like a bourbon barrel aged stout.
Yeah, this is tastes like a kick-ass beer.
It smells like a bourbon barrel aged stout.
Percentage?
11.
Yeah. It smells like that.
It's got
that smell, right?
This is the overtop smell. Yeah.
All right.
We already know. Guys, if you guys are serious people, grab this beer.
We already know what's up. Yeah, I was going to say, you smell the barrel, you smell a little bit of coffee. Let's give it a shot.
Thank God for this.
This is thick, too. Like, you got to sip this.
It's very sweet.
This is like eating a panettone.
Yeah, it's really sweet, but yeah, you get the alcohol, but you get the sweetness at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very viscous.
That last piece over there.
The panettone thing, I'm not sure about. But I know what he's saying in the sense of, like, you get that weird, you know, you get the chocolate and then you kind of almost get like an alcohol kind of taste to it. Yeah, I can see that. For those that never had panettone, it's just an Italian cake that's like a stale cake. I absolutely despise it, but that's besides the point. Anyways, look it up, Google it, and you might agree with me.
I don't like the fruit in that one. I'll eat it, but I only like the chocolate.
I don't like any of them. Yeah, they suck.
Guys, regular people don't drink this. Experts and all go nuts, but I'm going to tell you, like, it has some serious flavor in it.
Yeah, buy it. Try it.
Share it with four people. I get a little bit of maple.
Buy and share it.
Serious. I get the bourbon for sure. And I get the sweet finish.
Yeah. And it's a serious ass beer.
It's like a sipping dessert.
Yeah. It's
you're not going to finish it by yourself right away.
No. And thank God it got rid of that Tom Yum flavor because those were disgusting. They tasted like just like really bad seafood coated peanuts, which was just terrible.
It was bad. I don't even know what to tell you guys. That was the worst on the podcast.
Yeah, and I was kind of excited for those ones too because the last two were so good.
And I was pretty happy because the first beer itself was like, wow, okay.
First beer, snack. Second beer, sure.
I was excited because of the flames on there. I thought, okay, it's going to be spicy.
Well, we had the barbecue and we had the coconut ones before. I don't know if you were with us when we had the coconut ones.
They were
fantastic. They were
And I don't know why these ones.
Yeah, they just
don't worry, Danny.
It's almost ruining.
Next time we get them, we're gonna make sure we do not get shrimp style stuff.
Yep,
that's it.
Yeah, look at the labels.
We already know the beef stuff works and all that other nonsense, but
no
the shrimp
seafood.
Stuff.
No seafood.
Not the
period.
Seafood. Anyway,
not worth it. But nonetheless,
quality
this beer,
wise, boys,
it's great. It pours super black. It's
I would say 9.5 on these guys. Period. 9.57.
I'm giving it a 9.
This is a good. This is a kick in ass.
9.5. Yeah. This is a real people's beer.
Well, this is a serious beer.
If you know your beer, I mean, you're gonna gravitate to this just because I mean the taste is freaking phenomenal. Yeah.
You drink this and you're gonna almost think, "Oh, this is how beer is made."
Yeah. How do they make this?
How do they make the light beer? Do they take like a drop of this and put it in water? That's how they make the light beer.
They make the beer in layers.
I know I didn't mention it before, but it is called Fett, but it's the French translation, which is kind of like, you know, like fest. So F-E-T-E with that accent on top of the first E.
Boba Fett.
Like a festival?
I guess. I guess because it's the fourth anniversary, right?
Not so Boba Fett. Like
I thought Fett was made.
No, Fett, I believe, is fest.
Fett is Boba Fett, people. I don't know what the fuck anybody is
talking about. Or celebration, or like along those lines.
Right? Celebration.
Boba Fett.
So, fourth anniversary, celebrate. Boom,
Boba.
Done.
Fett.
Nonetheless, really good beer. Fantastic. All three beers have been fantastic. They've been great. I can't complain. First snack, amazing. Second snack, stick your head up your ass because you suck.
Had a bad beer from these guys, Fine Balance?
We have not, no.
I don't think so. I don't think we rated them lower than... an 8 or 7.
No, they've been really good.
That one there, yes.
Oh, no, but after the taste, no, it was higher. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're really good. Like, it actually makes me want to drive out to Kingston, which is a 2.5 hour drive, by the way, for us.
Just to go see them.
Just check it out. Because,
2.5 hours, that's a lot to consider. And during rush hour, forget about it.
No, but you wouldn't do it for a day. You would go for like a weekend and you would kind of like do like a brewery tour because there's a few breweries in that area that you might be able to hit. You might be able to hit even a little bit further, closer to Quebec as well. It's not something you just kind of like just go there and back for. There's no way. But looking at it, the brewery itself, it looks... like kind of like an industrial area, but it's a big building. It looks nice and clean. It looks awesome. It looks welcoming. It looks like they have a great tap room. Rob and myself are going to go. You want to come, Robin?
You know,
when are you guys going?
Let's just go.
Soon. Anyway, guys, I really have a better weather. I really thought you should set up the robo-taxi to pick up people from Toronto to go to on these tours right to the thing. Maybe to get the tour.
Wow, I think that would be a bus. I would get a bus.
Beer House Podcast bus. Because I mean,
the
like,
bus.
People need to know about better beers, and unfortunately, people do not know about good beers. And we drink good beers. And if you guys want to drink good beers, you should really,
drink good beers, and then like send a message,
like and exactly. subscribe,
send a message, show yes, us and what's over
speaking
there.
Of liking and subscribing, up. If you want to be in the now, you want to get all the newest beers that we're trying.
Yeah, anything.
Subscribe,
new.
You'll get all everything. Like every beer that we've tried,
then I'll get back to you.
Is very recent. It's not beer that we bought and, 6 months later we're doing a review
on.
We do it as soon as we possibly can, which is pretty close, within maybe a couple of months at the most.
Not even a couple of months.
Yeah, sometimes
maybe a few weeks.
Sometimes a few weeks-ish.
So you want to get the lowdown
on the new stuff, subscribe. That'd be fantastic.
If you wanted to go live, let us know too, huh? Because we can go live too.
Yeah.
We can do this shit live too.
Send us a message in the comments. We do our best to respond.
You're fishing.
Why not, guys?
Yeah, why not?
Go for it, guys.
But nonetheless, if you're on Spotify, if you're on Apple, any streaming platform, follow us. We really appreciate that as well.
That'd be nice.
Like I said, you'll get all the newest episodes, and you'll know exactly what we're drinking. And hopefully, you're gonna try drinking something similar or the same stuff. You never know.
Send us a message. We'll let you know ASAP if we have an extra one. You never know.
Yep, exactly. But nonetheless,
Canada Post is now delivering.
They are in Canada, of course. Yes.
Canada Post.
They're no longer on strike
right now. Yeah. Okay. But Send the beer, a lot of Canada Post freezes in the friggin' thing and then pop.
A lot of these breweries I come across, a lot of them do deliver. You can check them out online. You can see what they've got.
Yep.
And even if they don't deliver, if you live close by, go and check them out.
Like even if they don't live close by, make a day out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Dan wants to go to Kingston for a day.
Why don't you
have
2.5 hours? Check out beer. Why not?
Check out beer. Why not, guys? Just walk around, check out beer.
I shipped up to Thunder Bay. Yep. Those beers. They showed up like this week.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
What do you mean good? No. These guys
One brewery was there.
So I had four or five beers. You also had the Christmas holidays to contend with, and you had
the strike. I had one set, but then the rest just showed up like this week.
That's unfortunate, but
my brother-in-law, my nephews, they're up there drinking that right now.
That's good for them. Hopefully they are, but it was bad timing, right? So
yeah, it was bad
any other time of year with the exception of the holidays and a postal strike, then
send
you'd
up
be fine.
Some beers and we could all...
Backlogged.
Yeah, you try.
Backlogged.
You got them, but yeah, you sent a couple decent ones. You sent, didn't you send Fine Balance to them?
I think so. That showed up late.
Okay.
So they're trying to drink them. I don't know if they're actually drinking them, Danny. That's another thing. Because if you bought proper beer for people that don't understand this beer, they might not drink it.
I'm sure Robin gave them a heads up, though.
Yeah. No.
You let them know. And they had one of
my nephews. My nephew Cameron, he's in on some different beers now.
Whew.
And he was trying some stouts in the night. I think he has a picture of that milk.
Did you get him in the IPAs?
Robin's going to be the pro.
What's that?
Push that.
What about the IPAs?
Push them. Get them into it.
They're pretty bright. The ones that I sent up there, they were pretty bright.
You didn't get that many, though.
No, I didn't get that many, but we tried them.
Right.
My brother-in-law, Sean,
Which brewery made it there? Like, sooner, while you were there?
Oh, I can't even remember right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Danny
I wasn't prepared. Danny asked him crazy questions.
Anyway, guys, we finished this beer. I think we're done for today.
We are.
I think
well, name the three. You
soon.
Gave me three. What name them?
Three.
All
three
my
beers?
Friends. I think it was Bandit and Fine Balance.
There we go, guys.
Bandit. Bandit. It was Bandit that made it out there.
All right, cool. Bandit. But yes, let's we'll wrap things up. We're going to finish off what we've got here in the after this this episode here. But want to wish you guys happy drinking. Have a great night, day, whatever the time it is you drink it, or you're listening and drinking, nonetheless. And want to thank you for listening.
Happy drinking and walking, guys. Happy drinking and walking.
Peace be with you.
Don't forget breathing.
Always.
Take care.
Peace out.